The reason being, ever since we elected him as our presidential candidate, Ghana, we have 10 regions. He has never, ever visited any of. And we have invited him so many times for a meeting. He has refused to attend the meeting. So 26 charges were leveled against him. One, he has unable to use his prestigious position to advance the cause of the party. He has shown no sign of effective collaboration between his office and the party. Three, he has failed to present himself before the party disciplinary committee for several times on matters concerning his public misdemeanor. Four, there is no transparency and accountability in the office of the flag bearer.
You are saying all these charges against him. Now, your party is not even 4 years old, and you are facing this problem. Some people are saying that this is just a publicity stunt, knowing that your party has no chance in perhaps winning the elections come December.
It's never true. I'm telling you, my party, we are on the grassroots. We are very popular in Ghana here because we have the symbol called P in account we call Safwa, the key that we are coming to use to unlock. But it's unfortunate our flag bearer is not helping the party. That is the problem. Ever since we let him as a flag bearer, he has not been to any of the regions. I have been at the Upper East region, Northern region, Volta region, Central region, Western region, Volta region. He has not been there before. It's only Accra, Kumasi, Accra, Kumasi. And they are all part of the country. So you cannot say you are a flag bearer and you'll be sitting at Kumasi, Accra, Kumasi, Accra. That is not good.
There are reports that your party, including yourself and some executives of the party, are holding talks with other opposition parties to form an alliance in the run-up to the election. Is this true?
We haven't discussed on it yet. But next week, we are going to have a National Executive Committee meeting, and we will discuss on that, whether we should form an alliance or we should re-elect a flag bearer.
But how would you re-elect a flag bearer with less than 5 months to the polls? I mean, how would this play out in Ghana? People will see you as a not too serious party.
No. Just 7 days ago, there is a new political party. Now that they are even going to elect their constituency and their regional executives before Congress, and they can elect their flag bearer. So it's never too late. It's possible.
I spoke with a party presidential candidate. He insists that he cannot be removed by the rules as enshrined in the electoral code, and that there are only few disgruntled members of the party, including yourself, that are engineering this to undermine his chances in the election. What do you say to that?
He is just trying to be mischief and ignorant about the constitution. Article 6 in our constitution, you know, he's not part of the founding members of the party. So he don't actually know our constitution. I am the pioneer founder of our great party, United Front Party. So he doesn't know what he's saying. Tomorrow I'm presenting it to the Electoral Commission. So he doesn't know. Look, the Article 6 of our constitution says that anybody that lies the image of the party per Article 6 under the 41st charter of the membership, making the party unsuitable or unmovable, something like that, such a person seems to be a member of the party.
But my question is, if you are saying he doesn't know the inner workings or the constitution of the party, why elect him unopposed as the chairman of the presidential candidate of the party? He doesn't know the party, and he doesn't know what makes the party tick. Why elect him?
Thank you very much, my brother. You know what happened was, during the time we formed this party, my pioneer founding members, because of him, they have all withdrawn. They said either he leaves the party. When he joined us, He was introduced to me by one of his friends called Santu. When he joined us, they said, this guy has a very bad character. But I refused. I said, maybe he can change. That is what I said. So because of him, they all went away. By then, I choose the symbol, the party colors, everything I have done with the EC. So I told him that he should hold on to be an interim chairman to Congress. So when we were about to go to the Congress, he came to my house and informed me that, please, I want to be the flag bearer. I have this promise. If you're able to make me a flag bearer, I will deliver them. So I accepted in front of all the executives that we should just accept his plea. And after giving him the note, never, he has not been able to deliver one. You know, if somebody donated some sources through him, then he has harbored the money. If somebody donates a logistic through him, then he has kept the money using it for his family purposes. And the National Executive Committee, we are 21, consisting of this. The National Executive elected 11 and automatically 10 regional chairmen. So it's 21. We went to the executive meeting, and we voted. Out of the 21, some of his people were absent, but 16 were present. Out of the 16, 14 voted against him. So he doesn't know what he's saying.